Hey everybody, Fusion here. On behalf of everyone here at Pet Food Alpha, we would like to wish everybody a safe and Merry Christmas. Enjoy the show.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
Chinchilla.
And I'm Squigalicious.
And our guest this week is Mako, who joins us from the Carbuncle server.
Hello.
Yay. I've always wondered this. Have you ever, like, just run into Chin? Or have you guys ever run into each other?
Well, we partied once, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that's I think a lot of the North Americans pretty much, I don't want to say know each other, but at least have seen each other around on this server.
That's cool.
Maybe not everyone.
Right. But...
right.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, really. Okay. first off, Play Online announced last week that the Play Online membership info section that you used to find in POL can now be accessed from the web. And I think from there, can you change your password from there?
I don't think you can change anything from it right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
They'll probably be changing something.
Well, it's out there now. You can access that whole section from the
All this like membership info and like customer service surveys are kind of coming out at a weird time. I don't know if they've kind of planned this or what's going on here, but it's kind of, I don't know.
Maybe they're just like putting all the stuff that they didn't have time to work on.
It's all the stuff that like they were planning to release like. It just so happens that all this stuff with like hacked accounts came up the week before.
That probably actually happened like 6 months ago. We just didn't know about it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Secondly, the greeting cards for the Starlight Festival have been updated. They've come out and. I don't know who among you have used them before.
I never.
That was like 2 years ago. That's it.
I get excited for it just because there's actually like there's finally an update for something in the viewer.
Like last time we announced the updates was I think for the Halloween festival.
Yeah, it was probably the Halloween.
But before that, we hadn't heard about it.
The only thing they do with the Play Online viewer anymore is add like cards for events. That's all they do.
No one uses.
Give us new backgrounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, some cool cards to check out. You can send them to people if you want. There's one with a Mithra and a blushing Galka, which is kind of weird. But
awesome.
It's good
stuff. Very, very much enjoying the Starlight Festival, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get into that in just a little bit.
Good. I'm excited to see those greeting cards. Yeah. You know, I send those greeting cards to random people who don't even play the game. Mm-hmm. So that they, like, you write me back like Stig, WTF.
Yeah.
What is this? Like send one to my mom.
Merry Christmas,
mom. Just like, eh. My mom is all very confused about this whole thing. Like when we had the original T-shirts, I gave her a T-shirt.
Nice.
I gave her one of the FanFest T-shirts. She's like, I'll work in the garden with it. Okay, mom.
A way to ruin the shirt.
Oh,
all good. Just wear it.
I'm just gonna throw some dirt on my shirt.
Somebody's gonna be in the grocery store or something and just gonna see her with the shirt on. Like, no way, you play 11?
Dude, it's gonna be some like kid. He's gonna be like, yo, lady.
Okay. Hey, yo, lady.
Hey, yo, lady. What's
I'm
gonna, that shirt?
I can't wait for this email. Dude, Steak, I saw your mom at the grocery store.
Like, no way, Steak, I saw your mom at Home Depot. I swear to God.
Oh, man.
And it was her because she left just like you.
It would be even more interesting if my mom knew what to say. You know what I mean? Like, if my mom knew what to say to somebody who said, wow, you know Pet Food Alpha? I'm like, hell yeah, I'm Steak's mom.
No, if your mom just, like, turned around, like, grinned and was like, Pet Food!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder how much I'd have to pay her to actually do that, and we could put it on the show. She'd be like, no, that's okay, I'll do it.
Maybe for Mother's Day.
Maybe.
There we go.
Hi, this is Steak's mom, and you're listening to Pet Food Alpha.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Let us continue.
Yeah, let's move.
Okay. And
anyway.
Play Online released the Great Figures of the Crystal War segment a couple days ago.
This is pretty
cool.
It's pretty
cool. Yeah, I opened it up. Basically, it's just like little biographies of all of those, like the new NPCs that have like the new heads. I'm sure, you know, if some of you guys know what I'm talking about, they're a bunch of like campaign battle NPCs that'll fight in there. We got this dude from Sandoria who's like this noble, and we got the girl from Bastok dressed in all red mage gear, but she like uses an annihilator, which is kind of interesting. And then we have Haja Zwan. Which, first off, okay, this is the one I'm going to focus on a little bit just because of what they talk about in her biography. I mentioned this on the site too. Okay, first off, Haja, right? Naja. I don't know if it's a Mithra thing, maybe something to do with like the related. Who knows? But they talk about how, you know, she helps lead these Mithra mercenaries and blah, 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 blah. Okay, and it says that it is rumored that her ability to muster such a large number of soldiers from the, oh my god, that's a bad word, Alzhirian continent could be attributed less to the influence of the leopard coloring of her cheeks and more to some unknown intention from within the Empire of Adar-Gan, a nation that holds sovereignty over Haja's native Zwa, yet has officially adopted a neutral stance towards the Crystal War. So, what does this mean? What do you guys think? Am I the only one that read that and was like, ooh? Like,
I don't know what I think about that.
Yeah, I was a little bit, because now they're tying, you know, possible Adar-Gan.
It could be that it's because we already know about Adar-Gan. Or maybe, you know, Adar-Gan will play. We've seen from some of the artwork already that there's like trolls and imps and stuff that are gonna appear later.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. It's one of these things like we're just gonna have to kind of wait and see what happens.
Maybe she's an ancestor or something.
You know, it would be interesting if we found out. I mean, this is just speculation. This is pure speculation. But it would be interesting if we found out that Adar-Gan wasn't quite as neutral as we thought they were.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like if they were helping somebody on either side, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Hmm. Wow.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, pretty cool stuff. You can check out the backgrounds.
Cool
these,
artwork too.
Characters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice artwork.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I find it interesting that all three of these people are still alive today.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I wonder if they're going to be showing up anytime in the present in a future update, maybe.
That'd be cool. Mm. That's kind of what I'm hoping for this expansion, is to have, like, some stuff like that just show up.
Right.
In the present, as well as, you know, stuff happening in the past.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I know we already can go back and see, you know, Zazarg from Alzabees chilling in Bastok punching Quadabs in the face. You know, but what happens to some of these people that are, you know, in the past? What happens to them? Why can't we find them in the future? You know, right. Or in the present, rather. So that'll be very interesting.
I hope they add that. It'd be cool if you could see an NPC in the past and they know you. And no.
That would be weird. Because, like,
you'd be like, wait. Wait.
Hey,
why were you the same age?
Right. Like, one of the ones
Micah,
that I had...
Micah, you haven't aged a bit!
I had seen, I think it was right when I got to Sandoria, when Wings came out, is the guy in charge of the Iron Rams, is the drill sergeant from the higher-ranking mercenary rank quest. And I saw this guy, and I'm like, hey, wait, that's the guy from... You know, so it's like... I wonder if they would even, like, how weird would that be if you did these cutscenes again or something, like, going back and talking to this guy, and he's like, by the way, you look familiar. Do I know
that'd
you?
Cool.
Or like that, cool. It doesn't even have to be like some, you know, secretive, like, I won't tell anybody that you can travel through time. It's just be like, you look familiar. Or it's just something kind of weird.
Didn't they do that with Dancer, though? Like,
yeah, I was going to say that, too, because the Dancer chick's like, wait, you look kind of familiar. Nah, I couldn't be.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of cool how they did that quest. I was really, I wasn't expecting it to turn out the way it did.
I still haven't unlocked Dancer, so
dude,
I
don't you haven't done anything with Wings, have you?
I have. That's not true. That's not true. I got my first cutscene, and I have unlocked.
You got that like 2 weeks ago.
gaping, three cavernous maws. Yes.
You need to do some stuff, man. Get into some campaign battles.
Yeah,
I haven't done those yet.
I've been too busy with Thief, man.
It's so much fun. Campaign. Great. You look for a party and you do campaign and you just get EXP. And
I don't
chill
even
out.
Need to look for a party. I'll go around and just do it solo.
Oh yeah.
It's so easy to do.
Good deal.
All right. Anyway, that's it for Play Online.
Right on. Right on. All
right. That'll take us into community.
Oh yeah.
News for this week. We're actually kind of splitting things up a little differently because we have a lot of news to cover this week. So. Bear with us. For community news this week, the guys over at the FFXIAH.com, the auction house that a lot of you guys know about, updated their blog this week and addressed some of the concerns about all these hacking, these ads and everything. To sum it up, auction house is fine to view right now. You know, the ads in question, they didn't think it was part of this, you know, whole hacking thing that happened, but they have, you know, gone to a different type of ad for now. They don't, you know, even if it wasn't hacking, just stupid little ads that pop up with stuff, they don't want them, so they've taken those down. You know, feel free to go back and check them out. We've updated our links page. We put all their links back up on there along with the other sites that were presumed to have had any issues. So yeah, thanks to the guys over at Auction House for updating the blog and actually letting us know kind of what's going on.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Awesome resource, by the way. If you've
ever
been,
definitely check it out if you haven't.
Awesome. Right. You can like stalk Fusionex if you want to, and like.
Good.
And not what he's been buying
fun,
and selling.
Fun fact, I sold the first Iron Ram mufflers on Bahamut.
You are the man now,
to
Dom.
Myself.
What?
For Elite Gill. I woke up one day and I felt like being witty.
Like, I'm going to sell something that has never been sold before.
Yes. Anyway, okay.
Okay. We forgot to mention in the Play Online news that the 20th anniversary of Final Fantasy... Yes. Just
December 18th.
What?
20 years of Final Fantasy.
Years. 20 years
That's
ago.
That's insane.
I was playing Final Fantasy. The first Final Fantasy.
Were you really? Gosh.
Yeah, I was.
20 years ago, I was 3 years old, so I was playing like Mario Brothers.
20 years ago, Squaresoft was a struggling company, and they thought that Final Fantasy was going to be their last game. That's why they called it Final Fantasy.
That's why they
Fantasy.
Called it Final Fantasy, yeah. And look at it now. There's like a million different games with a million different spinoffs, and crazy
And little
stuff.
Chocobo plush thingies that you can buy.
Dude, those plush Chocobos are amazing.
Oh, I totally have one.
Oh, I know. They're fantastic.
I so want one.
They're fantastic. But, pick one up if you haven't. All right. Also, community news this week, myffxi.com they have moved to a different server, so load times and all that stuff will be a lot faster than they were previously. I talked to Yusef. He's still working on everything is moved over. He's just got to tweak some stuff, and he's going to make it run a little smoother, but it should hopefully be back up in the next couple of days.
Yeah, he says it's at 75% complete right now.
So it should be pretty cool once it gets back up.
It's got to be a huge amount of data, though.
It's got to be, yeah.
So good luck with that, Yusef. You're the man.
All right.
All righty.
Then finally, TFA news. for this week. We're still in news. There's a lot of stuff to go.
Chin over. Is back. Yay. Not dead.
Yeah, Chin's alive. We're very happy to have Chin,
because she hasn't been on for a few weeks.
I know. I felt like such a bum.
All right. Anyway, as a lot of people, it's just Chin. Whatever. Oh, it's
I
good,
love
it's
you, Chin.
Good to have Chin back.
Thanks.
We missed Chin. As a lot of people probably already heard it, Steak got bored last week, so we have a new song spoof out making fun of me. How Fusion X stole Christmas. If you guys get bored and need to,
I didn't get bored. That's not why it happened. Oh, I had to fit it into my very busy schedule.
Oh, okay.
It was a production. It wasn't just a boredom event.
Okay. It's still fantastic to listen to. So if you like funny stuff or you like things that make fun of me, definitely make sure and check it out. It's good, though. Well,
we're gonna play it at the end of this show, so if you haven't heard it so far, stick around.
Yeah,
and,
throw it in at the end.
Sure enough. Steak once again pulls out another hit.
Yeah.
If you can call it that.
Then a random YouTube video I found online that I put up online. It's a video of Distant Worlds performed at the Distant Worlds Sweden. Concert. So, I don't know. Random.
That was Sweden, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That
I thought that was pretty cool.
What's it called?
It's coming up.
Very
cool. It's coming up.
Yeah, it is, dude. March
1st. People that are going to that, I put up a little thread in the forums so we can try and sort things out because we got a lot of people going now. We got people.
I'm so jealous.
We got people flying in from like California. Like, it's insane.
But it's gonna be a PFA event.
It's like a right now. It's looking like it's gonna be a fan fest reunion.
Yeah.
We got Moroku coming. We got Ryoku coming. Edwith is going to be there, me, Steak, Sammy. We got some other people thinking about coming out. It's just, it's going to be a lot of fun. So
heck,
if you're going to that,
if you still want to go, I think you can still get tickets.
I think tickets
for this
are still available, yeah.
Yep. If you're lucky that they're still available, but they're still available if you want to go. So pick up your tickets.
Hurry up and get them if you want to go.
Come hang out with the Epic crew.
Yep, yep.
Oh, I wish.
Do it!
All right. So that is it for news. We had a lot of stuff to go over this week.
All right, so this brings us to our in-game segment. And as always, we start with our guest. So, Mako, what have you been doing in-game recently?
Let's see. This week I haven't really been doing anything except leveling Thief, finally.
Oh my gosh, with the Thief people.
What is with all these Thieves?
Great. Well, I was talking to Steak like all week. I'm like, huh, maybe I should level Thief, maybe not.
So much fun.
It's good.
It is so.
It's
and
good.
I tried the event, and 5 minutes later, I got bored, and yeah.
It's kind of annoying. I'm not gonna lie, but you know what? I want to get. You can get those sunglasses from there, can't you?
No.
Those red glasses. You can't get those from this event.
No.
Where do you get those from, then?
The Crystal War Revisited
event, right?
Thing a couple
Crystal
months
War
ago.
Thing.
Yeah.
Where were you at, dude?
I didn't finish that event.
Sucks to be.
Way to go.
Dang.
You can buy them off the auction house.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably
you got Guild of Burn.
They're not that expensive, though.
No. Really?
No. Shoot. People have them in their bazaars for like 300k or something, but they're like 20k or something. It's.
Don't just go right. Don't be going running around at night whacking stuff with your dagger, though.
Why am I missing?
Yeah.
I think it's actually cool that they have the collar, the stable collars that you can get. I want to get all three of those, because that'll make traveling a lot easier.
Right. Well, actually, now we're talking about, let's talk about the event a little bit. Because, you know, typical college student, I put off this final project I had till, like, the night before it was due. So I was up till, like, it was, like, 4 a.m. altogether. But I was up, I was waiting in Sandy. I was just waiting for the Moogles and the trees to pop up so I could do this event. So I'm sitting there, and sure enough, you know, the time comes around, and this Moogle's just gonna, right there. So, you know, doing the event, I got the boots. I'm like, okay, that's fine for now. I'll worry about the HQ stuff later. So I ended up getting the HQ. I got a Winter scarf, and then I got a rabbit and a worm belt, which if you I had a bunch of like movement speed enhancing things on, and like I popped on the rabbit belt and I was hopping around Juno. I got a lot of people like examining me, like, what is this guy doing? The worm one, I was kind of excited because I'm like, ooh, a worm. You know?
The worm one sucks.
No, dude, I'm getting to that. Anywhere. So I used it and I sit there. I'm like, all right, how can I move? Can I move? No. If you try to move, you just spin around in like a circle.
My friends are more excited about that than like the event. It's just like, oh yeah,
I'm excited for those because there's really hasn't been a whole lot of opportunities to get those, from what I can remember. Right, yeah. I know I was really kind of pissed. I had talked to the Moogle for my reward, and he said he was going to give me the neck piece for the Bastok stables, but I already had it. So I'm like, well, okay, I went and checked in my mock house. It had, like, 2 charges left. So I'm like, all right, whatever, you know, I'll toss it and I'll go pick it up, right? So I toss it and go back to the Moogle, and then it gives me, like, a belt.
Ooh, oh, no, like,
so,
what?
So, like, I had tossed it for nothing. Like, yeah.
Wow. You only had 2 charges on it.
From what I've been reading, if something like that does happen, if you just, like, talk to the Moogle again, he'll give you, like, they'll keep trying to give you something.
They'll keep giving
but
you
that,
the same
that pissed me off. I found
also, something that I noticed that if you got events from last year, you know, like the Dream Coffer and the Dream Platter and the Dream Docking, that the Moogles will continue to find things in those items.
Yeah, I've gotten
during the Christmas
season. I got a turkey and a black pudding or
a
something.
A turkey.
Yeah.
I got a little cake under
my Dream Platter.
I got a little cake and a candy ring.
Would you put them in the? In the platter.
What happens is like when if you go and you just talk to your Moogle, it'll be like, hey, I found this under in this like event item thing. It's like, it's a turkey, and you're like, what? It's like some rare X thing that probably has like really crappy like effects, and you're just like, okay. Neat.
So happen to find a turkey in your mug house.
Yeah.
I got something called a candy ring. Have you guys seen those?
Yeah.
Gives you yeah, I got one plus too. X plus 4. I'm totally going to use that while partying.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I finally got the boots, though. Those were a little trickier to get. You get the boots from helping somebody. Not, like, trying to complete one for you. Yeah. That's what got me, because I kept doing it.
That's actually a pretty cool thing, like it.
Yeah.
That they added. Like, if you're helping somebody get this done, you're getting the reward for it.
Right.
They get to move on, but you get the reward.
They get to move
on,
you get your stuff, so everybody kind of benefits.
I have a lot of stuff leveled, so like they'll be like, I need an Elvon male red mage.
Some of these combinations are really weird, though. I remember the first night when I decided, like, you know, it was like 4 in the morning, like, I'm done. I needed to find a Taru Taru female, like 38 or higher, Beastmaster. I'm like, I've never even seen, like, a Taru Beastmaster, like, period.
It's funny that you actually mentioned that, because there was a Beastmaster, female Beastmaster, standing at the event, all night last night.
I was at the point where, like, I would have to do, like, a search and see if there was what I needed in any of the nations, and I'd have to, you know, I'd give a present to a kid and warp over
I had a problem finding a female monk, 38 or better, female human monk, and finally, I almost gave up and one just walked by. I was like, no.
Like some of these combinations, you just look at it and you're like, what? It's like 38 or higher, Galka White Mage.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Actually, I know quite a few of those.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Very odd combinations, but they're not too bad. And you can reset them too. If you.
You can? How?
You have to.
Yeah, how?
I've done it before. I think I just like zoned and talked to it like by myself, like I wasn't in a party or something.
Yeah,
I tried
that. Didn't work.
Yeah,
I tried logging out and it didn't work. I tried to go to a different city.
There's
and
a
didn't
way
work.
You can do it though. I did it. That's because I canceled the one with the Taru Beastmaster. It might be in the guide for the wiki. Wiki has a guide set up for it. You can check that out.
After the whole monk thing, I didn't have a problem getting anyone though.
Oh,
pretty easy.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyways, that's Mako. What else have you been doing?
Well, let's see.
Just tried the event, but it sucked.
Yeah,
and you didn't
it's almost as aggravating as the Easter event.
Yeah.
Almost. Oh,
oh, I hated the Easter event.
I love the Easter event only because if you do it right, you can come out with a lot of money.
I need a TA. Yeah. 10K. No! Oh,
you know what? It's not my fault people pay that much for it. They don't have to buy my overly priced eggs. But they do.
But they do.
So I'm going to...
If people are that stupid.
Bizarre at the eggs the whole time?
Yeah. I actually made a mule just to bizarre eggs for the Easter event. I made at least like 150K.
Seriously?
Yeah. And now like everybody is going to do it and I'm going to be like in trouble for this year.
You're going to pay back because you're going to be like Fusion X.
I don't even remember.
You're a mean one.
No, I'm going to make a Yasu Kurosawa mule. It's just going to be people buying your eggs or everyone else's eggs.
And then
that's what I would do.
Them.
Like, I would, if I would check everybody else's bazaar, and if they were cheap, I'd buy them and put them up in my bazaar.
I just get so bored. I'd try and spell out like random words.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There was somebody on my server. I can't remember who was it, but. In their bazaar, they had the eggs set up such that when you checked him, the eggs, they spelled Raffledurg.
I think I've seen, I've seen stuff like that before. Or other
All I usually see is usually dirty words.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
no, mine was nothing exciting. Mine was just, like, easy words, like emo, that's about it. Nothing exciting.
Lol. All right. So, anything else? Any big plans?
I've actually got COP in, like, an hour, so.
Nice.
That's night. Nice. We were trying to kill Diablos, the Prime, and people weren't paying attention, and we died 3 times. Nightmare, it takes, like, a second to go off. And
I hate that stupid thing.
And people don't even try. So, I mean, you can at least try, but no one even tried. So we died 3 times. And then we tried Oryu and died then, and it was pretty aggravating.
Oh, man.
Aww.
So, sucks.
Hopefully we have better luck tonight.
So, yeah, Diablos Prime. I've only ever fought one avatar, and that was Garuda, and I was the only one that died.
Nice.
Wait,
I gotta go back a new Fenrir one of these days.
Dude, I'm waiting on my chance to just try and solo it.
Fenrir is a beast. I tried to trio him.
I ain't never scared, son.
He like eclipse bited Mr. Coffee scared. For like 666 damage. It sucked.
Yeah, I think Oshi ate one for like 1200 damage.
Yeah,
so.
that purple.
All
puppy
his shadows are down
around.
Too, so it made it even better.
Yeah.
God, the last time I did Fenrir, we had, like, 2 black mages and a couple red mages. All they did was, like, bind and stun it. They wouldn't even try to nuke it.
No, wow.
So,
that's like,
I don't have very much luck lately. It's not there. Anyway, yeah, that's about it.
Well, good luck anyway.
Laugh. That was weird.
Then I have nightmares.
It's like one chocolate chip cookie.
Dude, I want a cookie now. That sounds good.
All right. So, who would like to go next and share with us?
I'll
their
go next because if I don't, gaming. I'll forget everything. This one was pretty cool. Did some more Limbus runs. Finally got my samurai piece from Tenemos to drop. So that was very cool. And then we had enough people, so we split up and we were doing 2 separate runs. And the other group had a Dragoon piece drop. And
No.
So they were in Linkshell, they were saying, it's like, you know, I'm like, does anybody want it? And they're like, no, dude, come on over. So I chopped out of my alliance real quick, went over into theirs, grabbed the piece, and saw them wipe while I got that. That kind of sucked. But yeah, so I finished Dragoon and Samurai up in the same run, which is really, really cool. So I've been trying to get that Samurai piece since like the second week after I got C, because that was my first Limbus run. I got the Apollyon piece for that. So my Dragoon legs +1 are coming. So that'll be pretty much that. The Relic Helm and Home Feet are all I really need for my my Wyvern HP thing now. So that'll be cool. Then Sunday after I pick up my my legs, I'm going to toss in my samurai hands to get those upgraded. So those will be really nice. What else have I done? Actually went and started to get ready for Apocalypse Nigh a little bit. One of the things you have to do to that, you have to go back to all the promies, and you got to go up to the top floor and check the what was that called? The something flux or I don't know, the spiderweb glowy thing. I forget what they're called, but so I've tried this a couple times with people. And it always sucks because no matter how many people we have, it just doesn't work out. So it was.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Can't you do that on the way up and then when you do the promy the first time?
There's a lot of requirements. You have to beat Xylart. You have to beat COP. You have to have done the Bahamut fight.
Right,
version 1.
Yeah, it's like a final mission. It's classified as a quest. But it's like the final mission for both like Xylart and COP storylines.
Oh.
So I ended up duoing all three of these with a ninja white mage. I went as my dancer. So it took us like half an hour to for each floor with the memory receptacles and stuff with just two people killing the strays. It was a pain in the butt, but we got it. So that was pretty cool. I went and got all my cutscenes before the actual fight, and I gotta say the cutscene for Apocalypse Nigh, right before the fight, is by far, the coolest cutscene I have ever seen in this game.
Nice.
It is
awesome.
It is.
You're making me wish I can remember it.
I don't want to spoil anything, but, oh my gosh. It's so cool.
I haven't even seen it.
I'm so pumped to do this now. I took a screenshot of it and put it in my new SIG in the forums. So you can check that out. It's pretty cool looking. But, yeah, I'm so pumped to get this fight done. I want to get in there and kick some Xylart butt for, the second time. But, so yeah, that'll be cool. Probably get that done in the next couple weeks. What was it? 2 days ago, got a tell from Edwith. He needed some AF help in Crawler's Nest with the coffer. So we go out, out to where the mobs are that drop the keys, and the coffer is right there. It's up. It's just kind of sitting there. It's like, hey guys, nice to see you.
Get a key.
Dude, the minute you see the coffer, you know you're not gonna get a key.
And you know what?
Yeah,
I had to go back and forth a couple times killing mobs, but we got the key, and he got his healer's pantaloons.
Pantaloons.
Nice. It was so clown easy. Pants. It was like the chest was just like, I am here for you. So it was,
congratulations,
a samurai dancer.
Ed's already up to his AF.
Yeah, he's chugging right
over.
He reminds me on a daily basis that LB3 is coming up.
Yeah, I got one of those reminders as well.
Might need to get a little group together for that one, Squig. I don't know if I can samurai dancer through that one.
Probably
that'd be cool
not.
If I could, but
the fact that you're trying to samurai.
I was tanking five helm beetles at a time.
Yeah.
Man,
I could run there as white mage, black mage, so we could escape out of there as quickly as possible.
I remember it was just yesterday that Ed sent us an email saying that he had never played before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel old.
I'm so proud. All right.
Pull yourself together, man.
I will. You got anything else for
No, this? That's pretty much all I got for this week.
All right. Chinchilla or Squigalicious? Who would like to?
I guess
Chinchilla,
I
go.
Whoa.
Calling you out.
You have a lot to catch up on.
I really haven't been doing tons of stuff. Just, the basic events. I haven't been able to play a lot. I got a new job, but I've been having to get up at 5 every morning, so that usually leaves me with 2, maybe 3 hours of playtime when I get the chance. So pretty much just been doing Dynamis, Nothing special. Oh, here's a stupid story from Dynamis. I'm in Dynamis Windurst, and we have like an alliance of 17 people, not Windurst, Zarkabard. And it was like, I don't want to say like a whole different group, but like the main jobs, like the tanks and the, like I want to say two of the black mages were different, and I had to pull. So it was like different.
Right. Different setup.
Like those jobs were all switched around, kind of a thing. So it was kind of an awkward run. And one of the black mages goofed the first time extensions. We're like, all right, we'll just come back to it if we have time. You know, we don't want to waste any time, you know, wiping to that crap. Right. So we run it, and we're doing all right. Like, we're killing the NMs pretty fast, but because we missed that first extension, you know, we're really short on time. So we kill the, we haven't gotten AF yet, and we've done, like, all the NMs. And then we kill the samurai one, like, a helmet drops, and we're like, of course, like, one of the, like, crappiest pieces in the zone has to drop.
Oh, man.
And so the two statues drop. If you're not familiar with Zarkabard, there's those NMs, and you kill them all, and then a time extension pops that you can get, and it's, like, right there by the last three NMs.
Right.
So we send a black mage over to kill it, and literally the statue dies. It says your time in Dynamis has been extended. And then right after that, it's like your time for Dynamis or whatever the message is up.
Oh. You no longer have clearance to remain in Dynamis.
Yep, and then it starts counting down, and we were just booted.
That's horrible.
It was ridiculous. How does that even work? Like, it's not like it started counting down and then we got it. Like, we clearly got it before the thing started counting down.
That's crazy.
I know. That it's unacceptable.
Very disappointing.
Well, no. Yeah. Here's the most disappointing part. All the things that I love, my GMs, like the graveyard shift, I call a GM, and I'm like, I put the call in, and I wait 3.5 hours.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they finally get back to me, and I had, like, forgotten about it. Like, I was waiting for maybe 1.5 hours, and I just got sick of it, so I started doing something else. And he's like, hi, Chinchilla, blah, blah, blah. What can I help you with? And I'm like, yeah, I was in Dynamis, and I know we got a time extension, but it kicked us right after we got it. And he's like, oh, you should call tech support. Is there anything else I can help you with? And I'm like, not really. Thanks. Because tech support will tell me how to readjust my video card, but they'll also help me get time in Dynamis, apparently. I was like, okay, guy. And he's like, is there anything else I can help you with? I'm like, no. I didn't even want to talk to the guy anymore.
Yeah,
that's like the one GM that just started or something. So, like, that's like the newbie GM, like, so he doesn't know anybody.
Like, they were so busy, he didn't want to take the time out to talk to me.
When was this? How long ago was this?
Let's see.
Like, what day of the week was it?
I think it was Tuesday.
Oh.
Huh. It has been Tuesday.
But you would think maybe on Friday or Saturday.
Like, I know, they probably can't give me a new hourglass or, you know, put me back in there for a half an hour or refund the gill.
Right.
But, like, at least try to figure something out. You know what I mean? Or make sure it's not going to happen to someone else.
Right.
Or
yeah, that's absolutely.
Stupid.
Because that's just lame.
That's weird, yeah. I'm
so angry. Ultima. Oh, did I ever? I forget. How long ago did I get my Nashira pants? I don't remember if I got them before.
No, if you.
I don't remember you telling us that
or not.
You do or don't.
Congratulations, anyway.
But yeah, that's cool.
Oh. Yeah, that's
cool.
I was so excited. So excited.
Oh, I would have been too. I was pumped when I got my home on
hot pants.
I was like dancing. I was like, whoa, pants!
How's that?
Whoa, pants! we killed our, third Cerberus.
Cool.
Crap drops,
nice.
No sword.
Nice.
We have like this one dark knight who's like crying himself to sleep every night because he doesn't have an Algol. I just laugh at him. we've been killing a lot of, like, adamantoids, which is boring,
because it's adamantoise and not aspid.
Right.
Yeah.
And naturally, like, we have, like, four people with Treasure Hunter 4 on him, and he never drops an egg. It's like a five-minute fight, you know? You're in and out, you're like, thanks for wasting my time.
Yeah.
Because this one guy, he's got every piece but the stupid egg. And no one really wants to waste, like, a KS99 orb on Totus, you know? Because what are you going to get? Whatever the thief boots are, no one wants those.
Right.
Not even me, and I have thief. Oh, there was something else. I've just been loving the expansion, man. I unlocked Dancer and Scholar.
Tell me Dancer is not the coolest job ever.
Dancer is not that... No,
Dancer
okay.
Is so much
here's
fun.
Here's my gripe about Dancer.
Oh, here we go.
So, it's not a huge gripe. So calm down, ladies. Come on.
I haven't had a chin gripe for a while. I'm going to pop myself on Blizzard for this.
Okay, so... There I am. I'm like, what was it? It was like the first day off I had from work. So I'm like psyched. I'm like, you know, exhausted, but I'm like, yeah, I don't have to go to work. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, what can I do? You know, I hadn't gotten paid yet, so I had no money. So I'm like, I'll just play 11. So I hop on and I get on my paladin, which was like 51. I'm like, I'm going to level paladin some more. So I put my little flag up, get myself some gear. I'm all excited. And I'll make my macros. And I get an invite, and I'm like, true. So I run out to the Cuftal, and I get an invite, and there's two dancers in the party. And I'm like, I kind of expected that, you know, two dancers right after the expansion. Then he invites a third dancer. And a fourth dancer.
What?
Oh, no.
And then a dragoon with about three pieces of gear. And I'm like, okay, all right. I was like, whatever, I gotta at least see what these guys do, you know?
Right.
So they're all, like, dancing over the place, prancing over this crab that took us 45 minutes to kill. And I'm like, and they're like, so then, this is the part that kills me. I'm like, yeah, guys, this ain't working. I don't know what we could kill that would let you and your three damage dagger swings kill it in under a minute, but this ain't really gonna work. And they're like, let's go to the Eula Grand Range and kill some bunnies. I'm like, no.
It's like, no.
I'm like, let's break the party and I can put my flag back up. That sounds good.
Let's not say we did.
No, like, I'm very polite. Like, I'm very, very polite to these people because I know they're just trying to level that job, you know?
Right.
And I can understand that. That's how I was with Corsair. And I'm like, guys, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling the effort I'm going to have to put into this. I'm like, I want to chill out and play, not, you know, watch you guys prance on a crab. So then they get all angry, man. I'm like, oh, God, I'm never leveling this job again. I haven't been able to play Paladin since.
Wow.
Because they were, like, sending me hate tells. What? Like, I'm going to find out where you live, and I'm going to kill your Paladin. And I'm like, oh. My paladin.
You'd be like, you can try, but I have invincible.
Like, I will beat you down.
Crazy. I can't.
Dancing bastard.
Two dancers. Okay, that's fine. But
here's the thing. Like, curing waltz is pretty cool. Like, that saves lives, you know? Mm-hmm. But when you get, like, 17 dancers prancing on your crab and none of them are curing waltzing you.
Well, were any of them doing, like, were they doing steps?
I don't know what they were doing, but they weren't doing anything productive. They weren't killing the mob. They weren't helping me out.
That is too. I have noticed as of late that you get into a party and there's like two or more dancers, and you're like, oh gosh.
Well, no,
that's
why I wait.
For the most part, the parties that I've been in, there's. Go ahead.
I hear like at low levels, it's great. Like, you know. Around 20, maybe even 25. It's awesome to have two dancers in the party.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know what I mean? Weapons don't have that huge difference in damage. You know, mob defense is still kind of weak. And,
right.
You know what I mean? No, it's just different in those first few levels like that. And I could see that, you know? I could totally see that working out great. But when you're like level, I want to say like 35 plus, you just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, because you're sacrificing someone that could do damage. Or, you know, a backup healer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't...
Right. Yeah, I understand.
But also with the expansion that I've been loving is campaign. I've gotten like at least 5 merits just from running around.
Very nice.
Fighting stuff.
Nice. Yeah.
And my favorite part about campaign, I don't know if you guys, have you, I know Fusion, you have. You've done some campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done some, Squig?
No, not yet. I'm still waiting on Oshi because Oshi wants to do it together, so.
Okay, you have to go to the Meriptad Mountains one, all right?
Okay.
Because there's this Yagudo NM that uses Mijin Kakura like 45 times, at least.
Oh,
so he's just like running, you're like killing your little Yagudo Ronin that you could solo easily, mm-hmm. like not even paying attention. And then all of a sudden here comes this NM and he's running and he looks different and you're like, I wonder what he does.
Yeah. And he just goes,
what's he gonna do? And then all of a sudden, just bam, he like slides across the screen, he blows up, there's like 45 dead bodies just in a line.
And some, like, of those, nice! Some of those Yag like, NMs are nasty.
This is why I play this game. It is awesome. And you're just like, wow, that's pretty cool.
I love how those NMs can blow up like multiple times and not lose all their lives.
What is that about?
I wish I could do that.
Seriously. No, and then there's another one in the same zone, and it does, like, doom. So, like, everyone's doomed. They're getting blown up. Oh, my God, it's awesome.
Kirsta! 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 It didn't work! Try again!
There's also the, you know, the, what is it, Fort Karugo Narugo? Is that what it is?
Yeah, or something like that.
Something like that. I went to that one, and there's this NM, and I can't read the name. I can tell it's like Hu Maju or Yu Maju or something like that. And I'm like, what is that word? Like, I'm down like the hill. Mm-hmm. I can't really read it. And I'm like, does that say awkward? Is this guy Hu Maju the awkward? So I run up to him and I like engage him and I forget. It's like, maybe it's like awakened or something.
Probably.
I'm like, dude, you are so awkward. And then he did some like, whatever that is, like with the Yagudo like kick thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Leg sweep.
Feather kick.
He does it. It does like 3K to everyone.
Oh,
and I'm like,
jeez.
That is awkward, you bastard.
Oh, yeah.
I was angry. Awkward. I was like, this is awesome. Doing all like the campaign op missions. I think this expansion has so much potential if they just update it.
Right.
I feel like there was like 3 Otter Gun updates by now. I know there wasn't,
yeah.
but it seems
right.
like it.
Right,
like
right.
waiting. Like more, yeah. more. Give me more.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. All right. Let us continue. Have you been doing much else?
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Enjoying the expansion. Good deal.
Hell yeah.
I want to do a little bit more, but...
Stop leveling your thief and do the expansion stuff.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Get some merits on your paladin and some campaign battles.
All right. Me or Squig...
I can go.
Go for it.
Yeah. I haven't been doing all that much this week. I've been leveling Scholar a little bit. Got it to 26. Got my second stratagem. Let's see. What else? We did a Dynamis Boobarimu run tonight. You know, it's a pretty easy Dynamis to clear. And then after we clear, it's one of those things that you can't actually farm until you clear it. And so we went ahead and we cleared it. Then we went to fight the crabs. And then we went to fight the Dalmals, and we got Toys R Us raided from hell. It was raining Dalmals, and yeah, the run didn't go so well after that. But we had Black Mage -1 and Bard -1 hand drops.
Nice.
And we had a whole bunch of corpses. Angry Jeffrey the giraffe from Toys R Us running around stomping on all of us.
What?
The giraffe from Toys R Us.
I know that.
Yeah. How can you not?
I'm just gonna...
How can you not?
I know Jeffrey the giraffe.
Yeah, you have 3 kids. You should know this.
But how does that relate to her?
Dalmals?
Dalmals. You know.
Okay. I get the connection now. Okay.
I've been so much more cooler if you didn't have to explain its sake.
I know. Now I just blew all the wind out of my sails. But other than that, not much has been going on. The Link Shell schedule stayed loose because of the holiday season. We have our Dynamis is scheduled out ahead of time, but other than that, we haven't really been doing anything. We have one guy who's trying to put up a Dynamis Tabnanzia run for Christmas Day for those who want to do it. So, he's getting a list of people who are going to do it, and, you know, if not enough people show up, they're not going to do it, because they're not going to, I mean, he's not going to use a million gil to buy an hourglass, and then nobody shows up, right. So, yeah. But... I mean, it's something that none of us had ever done before. It's mm-hmm. kind of like an experimental thing. And I think that for Dynamis Tabnanzia, I think you're only allowed an alliance. So, yeah.
Interesting.
So, but other than that, yeah, leveling Scholar, trying to get some of my conquest points up since I switched nations. Other than that, that's it.
Cool. Stay.
Word? What?
It's your turn.
It's kind of quiet.
He's still trying to wrap his mind around the giraffe reference.
I'm sorry, I had to mute the mic because I thought the baby might be crying.
Steak is like Googling Jeffrey the giraffe. He's like, what are they talking about?
Yeah, that's not true. I grew up with Jeffrey the giraffe. He's actually a pretty old icon. From...
yeah.
Anyways.
Right. Back in the day. I have been loving Thief, obviously, as you... Oh, loving it. I'm actually doing a little bit of Christmas or like winter cleaning, trying to get my mug house and get my mules organized.
No, I was doing that too. That's weird.
That I don't need. Yeah, because you know what? I'm coming to the point where I'm going to need 2 Corsair knives, which are like 100k a piece, mm-hmm. and I'm also going to want to get a Scorpion harness, which is like 200 and some odd k. And so I've got all this stuff from like jobs that I'll
and half of it, like you don't even know why you have it.
Yeah, it's like, why do I have bark stuff?
I'll be cleaning through my mock house. I'm like, why the hell do I have a gregarious worm? Like, what is this?
Exactly. So yeah, I'm cleaning some of that stuff out. I actually ran one of my mules to Juno from Windy. He's like level 18. I leveled him so I could run him. So I got 2 mules in Juno selling my stuff. And actually, playing Thief, I've been doing a lot of LFPing.
Yeah.
So during my LFP time, I've been farming tiger fangs, black tiger fangs, and skins. Which actually isn't too bad. You know, with Thief 45, those things drop pretty easily. So, and the hides are like 1,000 each, and, you know, the teeth are like, you know, 2,100 for every 3 of them that you get, or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know.
Not bad.
So, but yeah, I've been leveling Thief and not doing anything with the expansion. Last night I decided I was going to tackle the Christmas event. I actually talked my wife in to logging into her character for the first time in, oh gosh, months and months and months, maybe even a year. I don't know. It's been a long time, but she likes doing the events. So we're doing the events together, and it turns out it's one of those events where you need other people. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, well, sorry, hon, you're on your own. I need to find a Galka.
Wow. Way to be that guy, you jerk.
I have except for my Dream Hat plus one. I want my Dream Hat plus one. I have everything else. The boots are really cool, actually. Mm-hmm. Give you sneak, and it says that it enhances the effect of sneak. I don't know if that makes it longer or
makes
what,
you even sneakier than usual. I don't
sneakier, but you can use it every 2 hours.
Yeah.
So that's really awesome.
Yeah,
so it's
that's
like
pretty
free
nice.
Sneak. Nice. So anyway, and there's
I
no
want
like
the boots.
There's no latent effect attached to it, so you can't just use it during the event, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, but I don't know why I want the Dream Hat plus one, because it dispenses Cinna cookies or something like that?
Ginger cookies.
Yeah.
Ginger cookies, okay. So like, yeah, I have no use for those at all. But it'd still be cool to have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. I mean, I've been concentrating on Thief. If I can get into a party, that's really awesome, but I haven't found the motivation to tackle the...
Dude, Steak, I'm telling you, just go do those three quests and do campaign, because you get EXP from them. They're, like, besieged.
Yeah, but are there level, like, 40 some odd mobs?
You can, you know what? You sub a healing job and heal the NPCs and other people.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like...
I've gotten, like, what was the max I got? Like, 2,300 off of, like, a 20-minute friggin' thing.
Wow.
You can't beat it.
And then they happen every couple of minutes, right?
They happen pretty frequently. I mean, if there's at least two going on, like, at one time. Just, like,
I've never seen more than, like, five going on at once.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's usually a couple going around, so you can pick.
And
want to go and see, like, Windurst in the past.
Dude,
so,
Windurst
is
cool in the past. I love the music for Windurst.
And the gates, like, magic gates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Word?
Past rocks.
Wiggity word.
Wiggity word. So, yeah, I'm looking for... I actually can't wait. I actually got three levels in a party the other day.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, man, I was actually really happy. Now I'm 47, Thief.
Yay.
And I'm really looking forward to getting my AF. Even though you don't really use all your AF for Thief.
Yeah.
It's just better stuff, but...
Good for steel macros.
It's AF. You want it.
Exactly.
You don't care if it sucks.
It's exactly.
Absolutely. So,
cool.
That's it.
All right. That'll lead us into From the Forums.
From the Forums.
Last week, we asked you guys to vote for your three favorite songs from
list that was chosen by you from the week before that.
So it's all kind of built up. Our winners, these three songs that everybody voted for. First place, we have Distant Worlds. Second place, we have The Sanctuary of Zeta.
Yay.
And then, in third place, it was a tie, we flipped a coin, is Ron Far S. So we'll work on getting some mixes of those made, or we'll figure it out, but those will be showing up in our episodes pretty soon, so if anyone's interested in helping out with that, email us or send me a PM.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome.
Good stuff.
Right. Well, emails, it's actually pretty convenient. Our first mail comes from our guest this week.
Which is actually also going to be this week's From the Forum.
Oh, yeah, good call, yeah. We're going to tie it all together.
This is going to wrap the roll right in here.
That's right. Anyways, the email says, since the holidays are here, if you could have one item in-game and one item only, what would it be? Only one. Think hard. Signed, Mako from Carbuncle.
Mako, what would you pick? Obviously, you know, you came up with this question. You must have something in mind.
Yeah.
Black belt. That's all I want right now.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I'm trying to
black
think.
Belt's a pretty hot item too.
It
actually
is. Yeah.
Talking to Mako is gonna make me want to level my monk.
What do I want?
Hmm.
I'm gonna go.
I want something that I could sell for a lot of gills.
I think I'm gonna go with a back.
You want? Then you want an R stripe shell. You could break it down and sell it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with a Valkyrie's fork. I think just because I know, like, there's no way in hell my link shell's ever gonna like get to the 10th chamber in Iron Jar.
See, I couldn't pick an item that's for one job because I'm all over the place. So.
Well, yeah.
Just want a ton of cash.
Morrigan's robe for me.
Yeah.
I seriously want one.
It's a pretty good piece.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get into it. I can't really. I don't really have the time to devote to salvage group either, so I'm never
Yeah, salvage, and especially Einarjar. Einarjar is a joke. And salvage is doable,
yeah.
but it you need a lot of patience, and you need everybody to be on top of things.
I've got a buddy who's in a really good salvage group, and he's got two of the monk sand pieces and one of the white mage pieces.
I
saw the white mage piece today.
What was it? I got one of the feet pieces for the Ares set. I think it was that group that Oshi had helped start up. I still have those stupid feet. Maybe I'll get to finish them one of these days.
Awesome. All right. So the this question will be put up in our from the forum section, and you can let us know what you would like if you could have one item, and maybe next week we'll read some of the best.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
And it sucks
question.
Because there's so many items that I want. Like, it's hard to pick.
Right. Exactly.
Mm. It's like, if I can only pick one, I can't get the set bonus.
Oh god! I don't know what Square was on when they came up. It's like, hey guys, I got it. You know how like people they don't wear like certain pieces of sets because they suck. Let's make it so like if you use the whole set, even though like there's gonna be some really crappy pieces that no one likes, it'll give you an added effect. Okay, so let's do this cool set. What should this big big effect be if you had the whole set? How about Subtle Blow? Yes. That's amazing.
Or how about we get an entire set of five pieces? Oh, set bonus refresh, but it's only a one take refresh.
That sounds fantastic, Squig. You should.
That's freaking awesome.
All one tick. I don't know. Those ticks add up though. If you
count,
you know. One tick for five pieces in armor.
I like there was
It's like mean. That's not even
when second lieutenant.
If it's like certain, there are certain red mages out there that can get the one tick from red mage relic hat, and then another tick from Dalmalika, and then their refresh, and that's two pieces.
I hate those
gear.
Red mages. I hate them.
They're getting a little better with the set thing, though. I know when Second Lieutenant and First Lieutenant came out, there were some like set gear, but it was only like two pieces for the set, which was kind of some of the pieces. Like,
it's kind of weird.
There was like the breeder set that would like enhance pet defense and enmity. It was kind of weird, but now I know for some of the new campaign stuff that you can get with Allied Notes. I know the Iron Ram stuff, if you have the whole set, it increases, I think it's like accuracy and attack. So that, I don't know how much, but, we'll see. It might actually be decent, but who knows. Anyway.
Alrighty. Let's continue, shall we?
Let's see. Back on
email. Alright, next email comes from Jensen. All right, he says, Dear Petford Alpha, your last episode, you talked about people having similar names than you. I know how you feel when getting a mistel from someone with a similar name than you. On Asura, there's actually a Jensen, spelled with two N's, a Hume female character that I get mistels from her game, from her in-game boyfriend sometimes.
Whoa!
Awkward.
Dirty tells.
You should be like, maybe. Anyways, he says, or I get an invite to a merit party asking me to bring my bard, and I don't have that leveled, and getting rejected because it was the wrong Jensen.
Aww, that's sad. That is screwed up.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? He says, I'm not asking her to change her name, but I had to tell you my experiences with a similar name mistake. I would also like to give a shout out to Harper's Link Shell and to Jensen with two M's for keeping for keeping it cool. Lol. The Samurai Master of Disaster, signed Jensen of the Harper's LS. He also says he is the Choco Bueno guy. Choco Bueno. Oh,
that's good stuff right there.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you can head up our gallery. There's a picture
in
of
the gallery
with a Choco Bueno thing. So.
That should have won.
This
like,
episode of Pet
contest.
Food Alpha brought to you by Choco Bueno.
Choco Bueno.
No.
Arriba!
What?
Quick!
Wow.
I saw someone on Carbuncle named Amazing Chin the other day, and I was like, hey.
Amazing Chin.
I was like, yes, I am.
Wow. That's,
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yo, was funny.
I was.
She'll catch you.
It's only cool if she says it, though.
It is. That's all I've got for this week, you guys. Man, you guys have anything else?
That's all I got.
Mako, is there anything you ever always wanted to ask the Petfood Alpha
shout
crew?
Shout-outs or...
Shout-out or anything like that?
Say how cool I am.
Don't do it.
Don't even. I do have one thing to add.
Okay.
To all our listeners out there, have a very safe, happy holiday.
Oh, yeah, have a happy holiday.
How can you all forget? Come on now.
I've been constantly reminding
myself. We're talking about the Christmas event, and then, you know, by the way, Christmas is on Tuesday.
Halloween.
It's like have fun at the Christmas event and goodbye.
Yeah. Have fun trying to find your Galka White Mage.
Or your Galka Puppet Master.
That's just silly looking.
That was.
Oh.
Absolutely. Good call, Squig. Have a happy holiday from all of us at Pet Food Alpha, including Kieran, who couldn't join us this week again. Yeah. Mm. We'll get him on a consistent basis again, I swear. At least I hope so.
Yeah.
Mako, any shout-outs? Questions, concerns, comments?
Death threats?
What?
Death threats. Death threats for Chinchilla or Fusion X?
Wait, why does it gotta be me or Chin?
Chin, because of that whole dancer incident, they may be sending her death threats for, you know, the rest of eternity. And you, just because you're a Raffledurg.
I don't know, Chin will mess me up, so.
I didn't say anything bad about dancers.
Saying those particular dancers that are so pissed at you still. Ooh, that freaking paladin!
I was honestly waiting for all of them just to LOL at each other. Like, because one would dance, the other one would dance. It was like a show.
You needed a bard.
I was like, where's the hat to throw money in?
Instead of tanking, you should have just sat there and like, you know, tossed him gill. Clapped along, tossed him gill.
I always fall at the dancers.
I'm just going to wait a few months before leveling that. It's just too many.
Yeah, there is too many of them.
Level ninja now if you don't have it. I'm going to have to go back and do that.
Mako will tell you that monk is the most fun job in the game.
Next to Dragoon. Of course.
I don't know. I think she's right though, because I leveled monk, had the most fun.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's I've been leveling Dragoon too. Also,
yes,
it's a lot of fun.
That's what I'm talking about.
Almost 65 now.
Nice. Fusion.
Calm down, dude.
Dude, I get excited when somebody else levels
like,
Dragoon.
Oh my god, another Dragoon!
Dude, the game needs more awesome Dragoons.
Well, Derg.
Baldur.
It's Raffledurg to you, sir.
Raffledurg.
Anyway.
You're a meat one, Fusion X.
I am.
There's actually a Mithron. Isn't there a Mithron Carbuncle Fusion X?
What?
Yes, there is.
What?
Yeah, I've seen it. I was like, whoa, since when is Fusion a Mithron? Oh, wait, wrong server.
Wow.
More Fusion X stalkers.
I think it's spelled the exact same way, too.
It is. They've been around for a long time, though.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen them forever.
Interesting.
I think.
We should just have an episode where we have, like, Fusion 20 X. different people named Fusion X.
Spell your name.
Actually, I just did a search on Final Fantasy XI Auction House, and there are two Fusion X's on Carbuncle. There's one that spells it exactly like you, and then there's a Fusion XX.
Oh, XX. Okay.
It's gotta be the same
Someone
person.
Was it Mako? I don't remember. Somebody was telling me that I should still move to Bahamut. No, it wasn't Mako, because Mako wants
to
move
to Bahamut. No, that was me. I always tell you to move to Bahamut.
Somebody was saying that I should change my name to Steak X.
Yeah, that was me. That was me.
No. If you change servers and you have to change your name, you should change it to, like, Steakums.
Steakums?
Steakums.
I got a laugh. Everyone else was like, wow, you're dumb. And I'm like,
I think my wow character
or
was
steak cheese.
Steak, you need to move to Carbuncle.
Yeah, that's what you and Shin keep saying.
Steak Zor.
Steak
sauce.
Steak sauce. Steak sauce. Exactly. Only with a Z.
Steak Z.
Steak sauce.
Steak sauce.
Okay.
Wow. Pass me the steak sauce. My name is Fusion X. I'm really a Mithra.
Wow.
Whoa, look at me. That's... I'm a dragon. I jump.
If I move servers, I'm not going to tell any of you. You're just going to see me walking by one day. You're going to be like, huh?
Oh, wait, oh my God.
That'd be weird.
Steak?
It's like, hey, wait.
Steak sauce? What's juice?
Right. Alrighty. That's all we've got for this week. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. Thank you, as always, to our guest, Mako, for joining us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
For a while. It was good to finally get a chance to talk to you. And our website, as always, is petfoodalpha.com. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Send us your questions, comments, etc., shout-outs, whatever you like. And we'll read it on the show.
Woot.
Yay.
Yay. Fill out the From the Forums thing, too. We're going to place that up here and... be looking forward to the music that we had from last week.
Yep, yep.
True.
Anyways, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Everybody say goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Adios. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
You're a mean one, Fusion X. And to the third degree. You stole all the decorations from the window's Christmas tree, Fusion X. You're a rusty bucket that was fished out of the sea. You're a foul one, Fusion X. You really make me sick. You steal candy from Taru children, and your Hume looks like a chick, Fusion X. You're a nasty scum pond with fish slime 10 inches thick. You disgust me, Fusion X. You've got Cheegos in your socks. You make the real Grinch look like Gandhi. Compared to you, he freaking rocks. Fusion X. You're a three-decker mountain clot and puppet master sandwich with Raffle Dirk sauce. You're a lame one, Fusion X. You really are a mess. My Elvon was defeated by your wicked goblin breath, Fusion X. Doing a mission with you is as fun as a lag-induced death. You astound me, Fusion X. You make your Moogle cry. You laugh at noobs in Valkrum, and you steal their damsel flies, Fusion X. I'd say you're worse than a Galka subligar, but come on, who doesn't like a friendly neighborhood Galka, right? I mean, they're people too, and they have feelings, dammit, jeez. Oh well, I digress. You're a dancer, Fusion X. You flourish left and right. You move just like a wounded bird. Your pants are way too tight, Fusion X. The three letters that best describe you are as follows, and I quote. L-O-L.